Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73, bringing you the best in Rusyn news, music, and songs. Yesterday, we celebrated a special occasion, the 50th wedding anniversary of me and my wife, Teresa. The whole family, all my children and grandchildren were together. We had a wonderful dinner and it was just great. Did you have a good time, Dean? Good food, huh?
Sure. Sure. Spaghetti Warehouse. Eh.
Wow, 50 years with the same person. I told them all yesterday, my wife is to be commended for putting up with me for all those years.
No comment on that one. There's no comment. So we're eating down at the Spaghetti Warehouse, celebrating the 50th wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to my parents, Jack and Teresa Poloka. So as we're sitting there eating spaghetti at the Spaghetti Warehouse, I asked my mom, I said, what do you want to hear us play for you? So she goes, well, I want to hear a Hungarian csárdás. You want to hear Azazep. So we have Azazep, and then we also have André Rieu's anniversary waltz for you guys. So happy anniversary. So that was Azazip, an anniversary waltz for my parents. And I know I'm going to butcher this because I don't speak Hungarian. So Shegedegefekete, I think it is, which means to your health.
That didn't even sound right to me.
No, but that's, I know it's something like
that. It's okay if it doesn't sound right.
Well, maybe if we have some Hungarian listeners out there, you can maybe call the station, let us know how it should be said. In anyways, the Carpathian Rus'n Society Heritage Program can be heard around the world via the World Wide Web. Go to www.c-rs.org, left-hand column. Scroll down, look at the date you'd like to listen to. Carpathian Rus'n Society Heritage Program can also be heard streaming live right here on WPIT AM73's website. Just go to www.wpitam.com. Click on the big button in the middle, the top, it says Listen Live. This is the only Rus'n radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpathian Rus'n Society. But that being said, your support is also very much needed. If you like our program and would like it to continue, your support is a must.
We got a very generous donation and note from Al Marie Moroskin, which reads, "Thank you for keeping our heritage alive. We're so happy we can still enjoy your program, even though we're now living in Florida. Please keep up the good work." Well, we thank you so very much, Al Marie. It's people like you that helps keep our program going. So next, enjoy this number from Vojvodina, Tambarashe, Tambarashe.
Vracim se te jari do rodnoho kraju, boli mojo stari, mira mi nje daju. Išće raz ja pojdzem do hetej karčmočki, tamburašog najdzem, vino najše toči. Tamburaše, tamburaše, zahrajce, boli mojo stari, s pisnju posterajce. Tamburaše, tamburaše, s cihami zahrajce, boli mojo stari, pisnju posterajce. Roka mi ja blukal, gledal svojo ščesce, mira som nje našo u dalekim Švece. Zahrajce mi, braca, jak ste da razhrali, mladost še nje vraca, ljem pisni ostali. Tamburaše, tamburaše, zahrajce, boli mojo stari, s pisnju posterajce. Tamburaše, tamburaše, znova mi zahrajce, boli mojo stari, s pisnju posterajce, boli mojo stari, s pisnju posterajce.
The big National Carpathian Rus'n Society 15th Anniversary Celebration is scheduled for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Plans are really beginning to come together. On Friday evening, we will have an informal social at the Cultural Center, featuring refreshments and the sounds of Ruski Muzikante. Saturday will be a big Rusin festival at the Cultural Center from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m., patterned after the festivals of Eastern Europe, featuring continuous entertainment by Rusin singers, dancers, and musicians from throughout the United States, along with Rusin foods, display crafts, and sales merchandise booths. Sunday will feature a Rusin bus tour of Pittsburgh, the National CRS annual meeting, followed by a grand banquet with entertainment by the singing Ravilyak family. More details and reservations information will be forthcoming, so make sure that you mark your calendars, get them pens and papers out right now, write down these days, October 9th, 10th, and 11th, and plan to join us for the CRS's 15th anniversary gala celebration. Next, we have a typical verbunkosh and chardash from Eastern Slovakia. This is, I believe this is from Železiar. So this is a standard style of verbunk and chardash that Russians, Slovaks, Hungarians, and they all do. So play it, Mark.
To the last day of our trip, our tour that we took, seems like only last week. It doesn't seem like 6 weeks since we've been back. And but the memories, boy, will probably last for a long time. But we went into Košice the last day to shop again. That's where I like to, you know, I do most of the things I buy in Košice. And instead of lunchtime, instead of going to a restaurant, I thought, I went into a Tesco because they have really a big one there. It's like four floors, like department store almost. And I got 4 ounces of Bodenza cheese, made these wonderful rye rolls loose in the bakery, went out in the park and ate it. And I thought it was the best lunch I had during all the time we were there. What about you in Košice?
Well, before we did the shopping, we went to go visit our good friend, Andrej Kandrač, Rusin Radio during through the Slovak Radio's number 5. It's called Radio Patria, which is the ethnic broadcasting house. So we went there and visited Andrej and Sylvia and some of the other folks there and did an interview, which aired that night, which was kind of interesting because I taped it as well on my digital recorder, and they played that. So I have that uplinked, and in the next couple weeks, I think I'll bring that in, use that as one of the tracks. So those of you that can understand Rusin would be able to understand this interview that I had given in the Rusin language. Then after that, we went into town, and as my dad just said, he just went to Tesco, got some brinza cheese and some rolls. I, on the other hand, went down and got some langos with garlic.
I love langos.
Langos is a Hungarian food. And it's about as big as the record player here. I'm here in the studio. Yeah. So it's about 12 inches in diameter. They take this dough, they fry it, they get it out, they dry it off, and they put garlic on it
and cheese,
and some people put the ketchup on it, making it sort of like a mini pizza.
Yeah.
So I had that, and then I had some shadish, don't remember how many, but I had some shadish, some beer, the shadish beer.
Count already.
So, and then we had some friends of ours who went down to the U.S. Steel plant, which is right outside of Košice, Bill Vergott and Linda Cortina. Yeah.
They had worked for, Bill was the human resources director for U.S. Steel here in Pittsburgh for years. So.
And Linda worked in ET Works in the furnace. She was, I'm just kidding. She wasn't a laborer.
Well, then after
she's going to call me later, isn't she?
When we left Košice, it was really a wonderful evening at the hotel. After dinner, we had two of our favorites. Come, tell us a little bit.
Well, we had Anna Porachova and Maria Machoškova, two good friends of mine. I met Maria Machoškova back in 1993, whenever I studied there the first year. And I've known Anna Porachova for quite a while, a few years as well. And they did a concert for us. It was them two singing with Joško Piro, our good friend, on accordion, and me on the Bulgaria. I was lucky enough to be able to take my Bulgaria. For those of you who don't know, that's a four-string Croatian guitar, or as you guys, as we know it in the Rusin and Slovak world, as sort of a kontraš, which keeps the backbeat, the offbeat. So we had a concert from them, lasted a few hours, and they had a good time. We had a good time.
Well, I was really beat from walking around Košice all day. And during one of the numbers, and when they were playing the interlude, Anna Porachova came over and pulled me out of the chair to do a waltz. And then after that, I was dancing with Maria Machoškova. So I thought, all these years you listen to them and you idolize them because how good they're singing. Here you are listening to them in person, and then you dance with them.
And awesome. for those of you that are computer savvy, you can go onto Facebook. And Facebook, Maria Machoškova has a Facebook site, which I have contributed a lot of pictures. One picture going back to 1993 when I have my Yarmer Yager hair down to my shoulders, all nice and curly, and all those things. And also, if you're on YouTube and you look up Rusin, you will find a clip from that show that Maria Silvestri recorded and put on there. So if you look it up, it's Chorni Oči Jak Teren. So, we'll tell you next week a little more about our escapades home, which
we'll tell you. But that'll take a whole episode just by itself. Our dream vacation turned into a nightmare.
And compounded on this last night by some pizza that I bought. I bought a couple pizzas for some of us guys. And one of them had mushrooms and black olives, and I don't like black olives. And we'll tell you a little more about all that fun next week. So next we have for you, this is right from the concert that we had on the 1st of July. This is Maria Machoškova and Anna Porachova with Joško Piro, myself, and the Rusin Tour Group of Slovakia with Dajže Bože Dobrý čas.
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary of the International Village will take place in McKeesport's Renzi Park on Eden Park Boulevard on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Nationalities represented with food and or performances include Afro-American, Bulgarian, Croatian, Greek, Hawaiian, Hungarian, Italian, Filipino, Polish, Russian, Serbian, Slovak, Slovene, and Ukraine. Slaviani will close the festival on Thursday with a performance at 8 p.m. This is a wonderful outdoor festival like those in Eastern Europe, and it runs from noon till 9 p.m. each day. So come out 1, 2, or all 3 days and be a part of the 50th Anniversary International Village at Renzi Park, Eden Park Boulevard, McKeesport. I will be there probably all 3 days checking out entertainment for our Pittsburgh Folk Festival, which will be next May, and I'll talk to you about that much later in the year. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it.
I remember I had a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, Denison Rousselineau, who passed away a few years ago. First Eastern Civilization class, he comes in and goes, "What is the difference between a Slovak, a Slovene, and a Slavonian?" So you got a lot of nationalities out there, a lot of them similar, but all diverse in their own different ways. On Saturday, the 22nd of August at 4 p.m., the Carpatho-Russian Society is sponsoring An Evening with the Maletskis at the National Carpatho-Russian Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall, as they share a wealth of Lemko-Russian culture. The Maletsky family of Gorlice have done much to inspire Russian travelers to visit Lemkovina to embrace their heritage. Halina will talk about the Russian language schools in Poland. Andriy will demonstrate Lemko-style pisanka, and their children, Pavel and Natalia, will lead us in singing Russian favorites in a get-to-know-them atmosphere. We received an email which says, "Duje dyakuyu to the Maletskis from Stefan Rak, who would love to be there but can't be there. Food and refreshments will be provided. For more information, you can contact John Rigetti at 412-749-0675, or you can email him at president@c-rs.org. So for Stefan, who would love to be there but can't, we have Ensemble Verkhovina. This is "When My Draft Card Came, Ked Mi Prishla Karta."
Stańte, nianio, z grabu,
The Capay Tourist Society group member, Slavyane, is now accepting applications for the new season, which begins on Thursday, September 10th. If you have a child or a relative or know a friend whose child might be interested in learning Rusyn and other East European music, songs, and dances, they should consider joining Slavyane. No experience is necessary. Rehearsals are held on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at Holy Ghost Gym, Helen Street, McKees Rocks, PA. If you would like more information and or an application, call me at 412-331-3124. Again, I am asking if Demo is listening today, I need you to call me. I still haven't heard from you.
Not to be confused with Deepak.
Yeah, Demo. And as we close with Kudacheni from Zakapatia, we hope you have enjoyed today's program. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us again next week for another unique and interesting Capaitha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Zbohom.
Majte sa krásne, šťastlivo. Or Tupac. Yeah, that's Tupac. Demo, not be. Okay. All right, let's get this thing rolling on. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любив наш днешній програм. Позиваме вас наслухати на слідуючу неділю, O più tretroi hodini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciu 713. Zbohom.